This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
It's got a lot, and this is when we try and guess where Scott Jago has been roaming. So play along at home and listen to the clues. Joe Pott and I will try and figure out where Scott has been.
Ready to roam.
You ready to
roam?
We're ready.
Locked in.
All right, this is going to be a tough one.
Uh-oh.
Let's get rolling, though. Here's the first clue.
It was a church for 90 years and then sat empty for the last 10. I bought it in 2020, in the middle of COVID. And have been working on rehabbing and decorating it sorts to turn it into our little social club here.
Hmm. Interesting. Church to a social club.
Yeah.
I love that people are repurposing the churches.
Yeah, I agree. So this is one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Clue number two.
We got into this by going through a bookcase that was pushed aside, like
sure.
A secret entrance.
Yes, yes. Everybody needs a hidden bookcase door.
I think so.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a hidden bookcase door.
Seriously.
Just like in the old vampire movies.
Yeah. Well, they have one at this place. So that's another clue.
Okay.
There's been a few key phrases here.
Oh.
Okay. Here's clue number three.
So we built a medieval tavern space to kind of ideally used for immersive Dungeon and Dragon type setting games. You know, really, it's just a big, cool space. So, you know, there's a book club that meets in there because they're too big for the other game room.
So we have a social club, game room,
yeah.
Medieval tavern.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, you lost me at Dungeons and Dragons, but then he said book club, so I'm back.
Yeah, right.
Nothing
registered.
I don't know where. No.
Okay.
We turned the sanctuary, the chapel space, into a big party area, about a third of which is taken up by a commercial golf simulator. 10-foot by 16-foot screen, and then there's plenty of space for people to hang out and watch and whatever.
So we have a golf simulator.
My goodness.
It's quite the
spot. Sanctuary. And we have a social club and a medieval tavern. And what am I missing?
Hey, you take out all those pews, you got a lot of room.
You do, yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Plus the height.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Also, they just put in a fire sprinkler system, which costs more than the building.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're going to put in a commercial kitchen.
Oh.
And maybe down the road, the idea is to maybe have some like top chef-like competitions with St. Louis chefs and that kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's all these things happening inside this church, which is no longer a church.
My goodness.
I have one more clue.
And you said you did some people came in and took photos for their Christmas cards this year.
We called it the Olin Mills party from the 80s portrait studio.
Yeah.
We opened up 10 half-hour sessions and let people come in, took pictures, and we edited their photos, did some pretty interesting green screen stuff and some floating heads in the background and stuff like that.
So there's a photography studio in here, too.
I'm thinking, oh, there's still something, you know, really nice left of the church. No, no, green screens and floating heads.
So floating heads. I mentioned almost everything. There's a poker room. And then on the bottom floor, there's a pickleball court.
Oh, my get gosh. Out of here.
All in the same building, all in an old church.
Dang.
And is it open now for all those things or
yes.
still in the works?
No, it's open now. It is a membership place. So it's like $120 a year to be a member. So $10 a month.
Sounds like a deal.
It is. And actually the room to rent, say, for example, you want to rent the medieval tavern, it's like $30 for 6 hours.
Wow.
I mean, you get a few people. That's nothing.
Right.
So it's a space that all these things are happening in. The golf simulator is hugely popular, apparently. So do you want anybody want to take a guess? Or
I have just not a clue.
Yeah, nor do
I'm
I.
Thinking like how many, which
right.
church, but I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you. It is Lindenwood Park Place.
Lindenwood Park Place.
Which is near Lindenwood Park, and it's on Jameson between 44 and Chippewa. And it's an old church that was a church for 90-some years, and now it is a community space, a social club with all these amenities for people in the neighborhood and elsewhere. Anybody who wants to use the space for, there's meeting space. You can go work there, kind of like a Starbucks type thing.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool. And the guy who owns it, he's an artist, and some of his art is displayed throughout the church. And so it's neat.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Can you go and just look at it, or do you have to be a member to get in?
I'm sure you can just go look at it.
Hmm. All right, Joe, you join and then invite me as your guest.
Oh, okay. That's
So Lindenwood Park Place is my spot for Roaming St. Louis, and you can hear all about it, the full interview in two parts, on Sunday morning, 8:20 and then 9:20.
Love it. All right, that is Scott Jago, Roaming St. Louis.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.